Welcome to Why Do We Hang Out, episode 61. Had an intro for this. It was stupid because Chris and Justin did not want to talk. They just felt like cock-blocking the whole time. Robert's not here. Jacob doesn't say much in the first place.
Nope.
I mean, he was on it. He was my trusty co-host. Well, those two were fucking jacking each other off. And they're not here to dispute it.
Nope.
Fun story. The intro we had
sounded like it was recorded over a bad cassette tape.
Yeah, it just kept skipping around.
Record with some scratches.
Yeah. And so it was
bad.
It wasn't bad. Great. I'll put it at the end of this episode.
Just for the fun of it.
If you
want to listen, go for it. It's choppy.
Listen after the music. It'll be there. I mean, Chris says something about He-Man at the beginning, and that's usually the stuff I cut out in the first place.
Yeah.
So stuff happened.
He giggled.
Yeah, he giggled. Since we're here,
what do we got?
I will read Jacob's notes for the episode.
Oh, there we go.
Because that's why he takes them.
Episode 61, Poetry with Jacob.
Yeah. Jacob's Poetry Slam.
Yeah.
We talk about work ethics. Go underachieve somewhere else. That's going to be the name of this.
Underachieve somewhere else. Yeah. That sounds like you guys.
The Kanye West fashion show for a minute. Oh, nice. Shopko? Oh, yeah. Chris has stories about Shopko.
Oh, yeah.
And
welcome to the world of merchandising.
Oh. And John fucked him up. Well, didn't necessarily fucked him, but warned him.
It's North Point Shopko. Nobody shops there. It's like the new Kmart drug front. Like, Shopko.
Explain the Kmart drug front.
No.
There's nobody ever at the Kmart on Sprague.
Ever.
Ever. And you wonder why it's still
there. There's like five
there.
Cars in the parking lot at all times. And random cars come and go.
It's such a big fucking store. Kmart on Sprague is totally a drug front.
It's huge.
What the fuck is this?
There. Just like the Shopko now at North Point.
Yeah.
It's a huge store. And nobody's there.
This just says millennials. And then, are stupid.
Millennials are stupid.
Yeah, but
I don't like being grouped in that group.
Yeah. But check out Jacob's writing on this one.
Okay. I love my brother's handwriting. He's great.
His handwriting's way better than mine.
Yeah, I've been reading it for a long time, though, so I'm kind of used to it.
No. At the bottom.
Oh, yeah. No, that's totally like, I'm going to
scribble.
Yeah, I see that.
And what's on the next page?
Let's see. We've got, Chris's bathrobe.
Yeah.
That's always epic.
We talked about Chris being homeless for a while.
That's
the end of that one.
It is the end of this episode.
So don't keep going.
No. Yeah, you'll have to. I'll find you guys a lovely picture of Chris in his bathrobe. He looked homeless. He used to wear slippers, too, everywhere. To the bar, out during wintertime. Bathrobe.
No,
he thought
yeah.
It was great.
Justin and I just go into him on that one. So
he lived in it. It kind of smelled bad.
Enjoy.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I wasn't even down here, but hang out.
We had to record a new intro. It's 10 times longer. Well, twice as long as the other intro.
Yeah. The other one's bad, guys. But if you feel like sticking around, you can hear it.
Yeah, I'll throw it on the end of the episode.
It's going to be a fun little bug to figure out what happened to that one.
I don't know. Something. So, game on.
Game on.
And then, I'm going to do Chris's voice. Game on. And you got to do Justin's voice.
Game on.
Yeah.
Yeah, we know how that goes.
Yeah, and then.
Jacob.
Game on. Game on, guys.
Game on, guys.
First thing I said all day.
Yeah. Hi, I'm here.
Jacob, I love
you. Taking notes.
He's not going to listen to this, so it's okay. We can make fun of Jacob for the next half hour if we want to.
Yeah, but he's so awesome, and he contributes when it's, you know, important.
Yeah, like that killer Harambe joke in the last episode.
I have to catch up listening to ourselves.
You were down here for that. It was when we were playing the game.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
With the gorilla with 100 eyes that are 100 stories tall, covered in eyeballs. Blah.
I love you so hard.
You're welcome. That's what I do.
Game on.
Game on.
Going to half-ass this. I find that weird.
You should come to my job and meet people that do that.
You work like... in restaurants, right?
No, but I'm saying, like, I don't get why. Why would you do the work to apply? Why would you go to the school? Why would you do anything? If you want to half-ass it, go fucking dunk fries at McDonald's.
Yeah,
go underachieve somewhere else. Don't impact other people, I guess, is all I'm saying. I just find that weird. Underachieve there, not here. And I'm right. Like...
Because then it doesn't affect you.
Well, not even so much as that, but a big part of it to me is like...
Don't worry, I got it.
My boss has said...
Don't underachieve somewhere else.
But my boss has said, like, where he said things like, I wish I had, like, three other guys like you, mm-hmm. or, like, other, like, the store's managers... Other like Coke and Pepsi's guys talk to my boss and the other sales managers, and they see the work that I do. They're like, that guy you got, like, they're like, Chris, he does a great job. Like, he's always positive. He does his job. Everything's good. Like, that's a good guy you guys have there. And then when these things are like told to me, it's just like, mm-hmm. I literally do my job. I don't, it's like people are so bad that it makes me look good. That's my perspective of it, that I'm not doing a better job. That they do such a not better job. Ow. It hurts my ears. They're sensitive.
Stop being sensitive.
Oh, okay. Hey, ears. What up, bro? Yeah, what's up?
They should be used to your loud voice by now.
It's not at all. Because it projects that way, not in ways. But I'll use a Justin word. In ways, not out ways. Yep, that's a Justin word. In ways.
I'm okay with that.
My headphones put noise in my ears in ways.
It's just like music, so it's okay.
They put it in ways.
it's a bad country hip-hop song.
Hey, baby, I want you to put it in ways me.
What does that even mean? I don't know.
The next Kanye West.
Yeah, it's Kanye West. Yeezus with in ways. I hate him.
Did you hear about his fashion show?
Yeah.
The one where he's like passing, making people pass out.
Yeah.
Making people pass out.
No, he's making them wear the
winter
outfits.
Clothes on people in New York in 103 degree weather.
Now, again, this falls in a category to me. And I'm not condoning him as a human being or anything
he's
done.
About to.
I'm not. It's called accountability for your own actions. If, I don't give a fuck if it's God. If someone is like, it is 100 insert number degrees here. Wear 7 layers of winter clothes on the streets of New York, an already congested place. And you're like, Kanye West made me pass out. No, he did not. You said yes. Your problem. You can say no. And then when you go
makes
to do
me
another...
wonder how fat that paycheck was.
No, like, exactly. Like,
I'm not
you
doing
got...
it for $20.
No.
But...
no, but it's like, how much are you making for that to happen? Where, again, it's like, you can complain about your job. We all, as human beings, we can be like, I don't like my job for blah, 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 blah.
They only probably work 2 hours a week anyway.
Well, yeah, like, and it's not a job. Like, it's a paid hobby.
You're wearing free clothes. Yeah, you probably get to keep the clothes.
Not if it's Kanye West, probably not. Not Kanye West. Maybe like Calvin Klein, but not Kanye West.
Calvin Klein still makes.
Yeah, like you go to like Old Navy, you know,
Tommy
like
Hilfiger.
Target. Tommy Hilfiger. Yeah.
FUBU.
Yeah, like you got FUBU. You can go to Shopko. They've still got that if they have anything.
And one still at like Walmart.
Yeah, yeah. No, you went to the saddest place in the world.
When we were in Canada, I saw a Tommy Hilfiger and a. Calvin Klein
store. Told you they still
full
but
store.
It's also Canada and Canada full stuck in like 2002.
Well, it was around 2002.
No,
it's been a while since I've been up there.
No, the worst store I've merched in terms of like if you ever want to see kicking like a something when it's down, Shopko. Like, I know, remember back when, like, Kmart, you're like, oh, how is that building still there? Right? Don't. But you see a Kmart and you're like, oh, it's adorable. It's trying, right? Walk into Shopko. Walmart has the worst human beings on the planet. We all know this. But you go into Shopko and you're just like, oh my God, it's limbo. Where Walmart is successful and has the worst clientele on the planet and cheap prices, so you're going to get shit people. You go to Target and you're like, well, that's the hip thing to go to, so people go to Target.
If fancy. I go to Shopko, I'm the youngest one there by 30 fucking years.
You, and it okay is all this. Old people at Shopko. And you're not dead inside, but it's limbo. I walk in there, and this is
you
how
feel you, like things are floating. So
it's to put in perspective. There's so Pop has its. It doesn't have a real shelf life. It just doesn't. Diet does, but like regular brands, they have their legal shelf life of like 3 months, 6, 9, and then things like Snapple can go a year. Before it's past a due date. It's not bad. It is not. But due to regulations, they have to put a date.
I thought Diet died a lot.
So faster. It's not like Twinkies?
No, Diet has 3 months, but it's not that it dies. It's that it's not as carbonated. That's it.
I don't know. I've had the expired Diet.
Oh, no. And it's gross. Don't get me wrong. But it's still... Technically, they can still sell it by legal standpoint. But based on regulations, they have to give it... Like a half-life. So if you have a regular, like, Dr. Pepper, at 6 months, half-life is 3 months, that's your diet. But when you go into Shopko, you see products, so it's based on, like, A through, like, I, or J, H, I. Yeah, it's like, because it's all alphabetical. Enough,
yeah.
So when you look at it, you can tell what's new and what's old based on the alphabetical letter next to it. So you're like, oh, that's A, you're looking at January, okay? So... When I went
then you're going to L if you're going with 12 letters.
Yeah. Too. So L ends it, and then you loop back over.
I know a lot of things, Justin. Don't judge.
But that is a weird immediate. Like I know that one, but no. But you go into Shopko, and so like when you do Walmart, you will not find anything past the previous month ever. Just the turn of Walmart is insane. Shopko.
That's because they sell it for less than they buy it. So that you can come to Walmart.
They just sell more.
But Shopko isn't that. Shopko.
I can't get out of here. It's so low.
What do you think they make their money on the most, though?
At Walmart?
Yeah.
Walmart makes
most. Is it clothes?
It's food.
Food?
It's food. The amount that they spend, like, you bring in a 500-case load at a Walmart, and let's say, just as an example, not that it would be this cheap, but they spend $1,000, right? Like it's like when you get like a body armor.
Yeah.
We sell body armor to the our guys at cost, so they're $1 a piece. You go to a store, the lowest average cost is $1.79.
Like bulletproof. I've never had the liquid. So
not a real friend, not a real person either.
I never had the liquid. I never find it. It's never at Safeway. So sorry.
Neither of you. Thanks.
He's gonna restock. You're not gonna restock your product. So
steal your soul. And yes, it is. It's not in the pop aisle. It's the one to the left adjacent.
There's cheese.
$10.
No.
Oh, it's
because I know where it's at in every store, especially on the north side.
No. There's liquor in that store. In that
when
aisle.
When you go down that aisle
Powerade,
and you look to your left.
Gatorade.
Right here. Here. No, right.
Coconut water.
Nope. Right where
and then
that is.
Cases of
no,
water.
No, so right here.
And then there's liquor.
No, right here.
I can't
down
see
in the
where
middle,
that is
in the
right
middle.
Here.
You have your Powerade and your Gatorade, and then you have your coconuts right here in the middle of them. That's where you have your body armor. It's there. Middle row. I know. I put it on those shelves. It is
the
delicious
one on Francis?
As balls. Yep.
Yeah, it's totally fucking... They're not out. Shut up.
They're not out. Don't.
I did get a sweet picture. You
because I was like, it's a podcast, and you're just like...
I'm using hands. It's hand gestures. Jazz hands. I hate you so much. Anyway, walk into a Shopko, and it's like limbo. 100% limbo. Or the
Shopko's heyday was in the 90s.
It was, but it can't die.
I had to call a prescription to Shopko for one of our clients.
Yeah.
And the first words out of my mouth was, Shopko has a pharmacy.
No, it is. No, I went in and I'm like, oh, they do glasses here too? And this is where it totally shows how like, I'm walking through it and my sales manager is like, I was like, hey, I call him up. I'm like, so this Shopko, the one next to like Target and the safe one, goes, yeah. And he's like, have you done that one? I'm like, no, why? And he just starts busting up. He goes, when you go in, one, they take their job way too seriously. And
welcome
I'm like,
to the land before time.
I was yeah, like, why like, do they take their job too seriously?
You have
like,
to get badges for security clearance and everything?
He goes, you have to go in and you have to do orientation because it's your first time. And I'm thinking it's their backs, like, because I've never done it. I don't know
what?
Their flow.
Are there, like, knives and, like, dungeon and trap doors
no,
in the back?
No, so just wait. Just wait. Because you're going to love this description when I get to it. So I go, and I'm like, I have to do orientation. He goes, you have to go in. You have to do orientation with their backstock manager. Answer a series of questions. Put your initials that you agree to all of their terms. Then you sign in. And at Target, when you go to a Target, you walk in. You put your name on the thing. You know your signing sheet.
Then you find yourself in a human centipede.
You should have read the terms and agreements. Mm-hmm. But no, so you get your little name tag and you put it on. You go about your business. But in Shopko, you go in. And you have to do this orientation. I'm thinking, I'm like, John's pulling my leg. I'm like, no one takes himself that seriously, dude. He goes, because Walmart does, but they're Walmart. So you kind of give them like a weird, like, they have so many vendors in and out daily.
Like, they're the one that yells at you and you're like, you're Walmart. I'm like,
no, and I had that happen. No, I had that. And I call her out and she shut the hell up.
I hate going to Walmart so fucking much.
I hate Walmart.
Oh, no, it's terrible.
No. Go and
I'm
try
never
to
going daytime.
Drop
never.
No dropping that. Packages, like doing your job.
Dropping things off at Walmart.
It is the worst experience of your life.
They will tell you to come back later, and you're like, I'll come back
tomorrow.
Is it
worse than Costco? Mm-hmm. Like trying to get into Costco.
No, well,
you're the only person I've ever known.
That was dumb.
You know what I just did when I had to go to Costco? I walked the fuck in.
Yeah, they're like standing in front of me, like holding me back, and I'm like, no.
That's when you make a scene and go, it's a hate crime.
Like, I'm just
going to
leave it here. That's what my argument every single time is.
No. Walmart's worse than that because they will just say, come back later today.
Yeah, they'll sit there and go, receiving clerk isn't here. They're on break. How long? An hour. You can wait. I'm going to leave. Or you can wait. And then you're like, or I'm leaving.
If Walmart could put you in prison so that you had to hang out.
Yeah. No, they absolutely would.
Or shit that they ordered from their own DC, they will send back.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, we don't want it.
Yeah.
But you guys ordered it.
They are super Nazis about it. You go in, you go in the back, because they...
Walmart and Sprague's all right, but everything...
Yeah, I know that one, but you have to sign in. You know, like, any vendor has to sign in. You go into their area and you don't have a badge, your arm could be off your body. It could have gotten caught in the baler. And they're like, do you have a badge? My arm, it got caught in the baler. Do you have a badge, sir? No, I just... Go get a badge, sir. Walk to the front of the store and get a badge and then come back here, sir. You're like, I just see my arm. Sir, badge. That's how Walmart is. And I thought they were intense. But you're Walmart. You're this super fucking corporation. You can be a dick because you can get away with it. Shopko is the chihuahua of that concept.
Shopko used to be hot shit.
It used to be like the Rottweiler. But then it became a chihuahua thinking it's the big dog on the block. And so I go in the back and I'm walking through. I check the aisles and I'm like, okay, they don't have a large section by anything. They have 9 across, 4 rows deep, going down. And it's 9, 12 packs wide. That's no space at all. That means their 2 liters are on top, 12s, 12s in a single spot. And then they have one that holds 3. And they have pepper, diet, 7. Diet A&W and Canada Dry. That's across. And then they have it like in increment amounts. There's no like portion size. You don't like go, oh, 3 pepper or anything. It's just random. It just says those products on the bottom in really old tape that looks like it's never been changed. They just left it there. They don't rotate the store. They don't reset it or anything. They don't change things up. It's the same as it's been since
four
the
years.
Day.
No, it's
yeah,
been
that they
same
have
way.
Not made money. And I go in the back and I'm like, wow, I need to put maybe 10 things on the shelf. So I go in the back to the backstock. The backstock is a pallet big between us and Pepsi and Coke. It's about pallets
all the way
combined. Their backstock of their 12 packs are the displays on the floor. And it's the same pop that's been there. Like all the base ones that can last 6 months, they're at their 5-month mark. Next month they have to return it all to bring another load
and
in.
You guys have to
put
buy
the display
it all back.
We'll see. That's the thing. John is smart. Never puts a display up in there. Our backstock will go 6 weeks at 25 cases for a load. That's how long this shit lasts. So I'm like, wow, there's nothing. I will be cool.
That's
all
how
condensed.
I feel about the Kmart on Sprague. I'm pretty sure it's a drug front.
Yeah. They're not a real store. They cannot be real. And because you go in and you're like, how does this function?
They used to have Little Caesars, and that's how they used to make their money.
Yeah. And when Little Caesars wasn't a thing anymore, they never took the Little Caesars out.
Yeah. No. It just sits there as an empty spot. It's ridiculous.
Not $5 hot and ready.
No.
I used to go to that Kmart all the time.
For because Little Caesars. Good Little Caesars.
Well, no. No, we used to go. Norman Carroll worked right there across the street.
We used to go to Little Caesars at on Indiana.
That's when you went to?
Yeah, where Papa John's.
Ours was always the one at the Kmart because I lived closer to that one as a kid. When I was with Dad and I were
never really went to Little Caesars. I went to Godfather's more often.
I did Godfather's too, yeah.
Godfather's way more.
Taco pizza. That was like the world's largest fucking. You're like, it's this much topping. I'm like, oh, we should probably have some dough on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a reverse pizzeria.
Whatever happened to Godfather's? Because that was the shiz.
This much topping? That much dough?
He's probably waiting like 5 more years until the pizza market goes down and then he's going to come back.
No, he's going to come back and it's going to do like Little Caesars.
And cowboy hat.
It's going to do Little Caesars and go, nostalgia's a hell of a drug. And everybody's going to want Godfather's taco pizza. It's ridiculous.
I just want Godfather. The pizza was dope. All the way. Pizza buffet.
Like a pizzeria can make it. Like.
Yeah, I know he should be able to make it.
Yeah,
but no,
pizzeria is the tit. And Brian's.
Oh, I like pizzeria.
He's a savvy businessman. He's like, these pizzas cost me $2 a piece. I can do deals all day.
Yeah, all day. No, he's smart about it.
He gives K free pizza.
It's good pizza
for
too.
Bringing banners to the store.
Yeah, no, and it's good pizza.
We eat free pizza
all the time. Yeah, dude, if I could, I'd be all about it.
Yeah.
But no, so when I end up walking into the back stock, they have their sales manager. I'm being cool. I condense everything. Obviously, this is work that has not been done. Like, there's half and quarter cases of, like 20-ounce bottles all over. It's a fucking mess. So I condense it all. There's a stack of shelves. So I'm like, I'll take them out back. Every store, take your shit outside. They like it. No one else does it. Like, our guys, there's people who do, people who don't. I, no matter where I'm at, I do my best to make sure my stuff goes out. If it doesn't.
Oh, your shit's not in back stock.
Yeah, I never leave it in the back stock. And they absolutely love it. Yeah. And they're like, no one else does it. And I'm like, that's on them. I make sure I get it out. People leave it, on the Fridays. I'll go to the stores. There'll be a bunch. Mm-hmm. I don't even care, and I don't complain. I take the pallets. I take the stock. Put it outside. It takes 2 seconds out of my day. And I go to do that. I'm thinking I'm helping. Their backstock manager is driving her forklift doing the garden center stuff because they somehow have a garden center there. And by garden center, I mean it's off their pallet dock and it's just like they have plants growing. They just
the
put them in
growing
pots.
In the sidewalk.
They put them in pots.
Yeah.
And, like, yeah.
And so I go
out. Fertilizer.
Yeah, that's all they've done.
3 bags.
Yeah. So I go out there because everyone has their stuff outside. She's on her forklift, sees me. It jerks. She like stops, almost loses her pallet, drops it, gets up, and she goes, "What are you doing?" And I'm like, "I'm taking my shelves out here. Every store I go to, they have an outside backstock. You have all your pallets and shelves. I was bringing it out. That's not what you do here, sir." Okay.
You know that shit's always coming at you when it's, sir,
yeah,
sir,
yeah. And I'm
sir.
Like, and I was like, well, where would
sir,
you like
quit
me?
Arguing,
no.
Sir.
And that's what she was doing.
Sir.
And I was like, what do I need to do? And she goes, did you take orientation? And I'm just, and all I could think of was like, John wasn't fucking lying. This bitch is serious. Because it's like, do you know where you work? And you take yourself this seriously? And she's like, you need to go inside and you need to do orientation.
Retake orientation.
And I'm like, I guess, okay, whatever you need me to do. Like, I've already done my job.
So what are you supposed to do with it?
I go, and I ask her, where do you want to put it?
Roll
she goes,
it up really
she
nice
goes, she,
and stick it
far over your head. She goes, and this is her tone. You need to walk it back to your back stock and you need to come back right here and stand and wait for me to get done with my job. And I'm like,
listen here, cunt.
Wow. Yeah. Like, dial it the fuck back for one. You work at Shopko. This place makes me want to kill myself. So you're on the verge of mass suicide. Like, you're all in a fucking, like, new shining day cult. And you're going to drink some electric Kool-Aid, bitch.
Mass suicide is still only one person.
Fair enough. But it's so
mass
like
homicide.
So like, yeah. You're gonna hinder my job right now.
No, exactly. She's just like, I don't want to drink the electric Kool-Aid, so you have to do orientation. So I put it down and I'm waiting, and John's calling me. So and I look and I can't answer it because she's like trying to talk. No, and I'm just like, son of a bitch, John. And I'm waiting, and she goes, "You need to go over this." So she's like talking to me. She goes, "Do you understand?" Yes. Then you need to write your initials. And I'm just like,
that's like when people look at you and they go, "Okay."
Yeah. And I just like, go, and I just initial,
I realize
and I
that.
Initial, and I'm trying, I'm just like, I can't, I'm going to lose it. Like, I could feel me breaking out of this, because it's like, your job is good. They pay you well. You don't have another job. The mature part of my brain is trying to do its job, and my brain is like, override, override. Like, it's wailing on the button, and it's getting ready to pull the, it's pulling the Russian components, American components, all made in Taiwan, and then hit it with a hammer. Like, I'm ready to snap at this lady and go, bitch, that you need to dial it back. Yeah, and I'm like right there, because she's just being a bitch. As a human being, it's like, dial it the fuck back. One, Shopko. Two, this backstock is depressing to look at.
Things
you have a couch that's older than I am sitting back here that says, put on floor, and you're like, who's going to buy that couch?
You should say, like, burn.
Yeah. Like, burn. It's like, you have shit where it's like, your store is perpetually stuck in a void of 2001. What the shit, bitch? Like, come on. And I'm trying to be cool, and I'm trying, and she just is like, do you understand? Yeah, I'm cool. I get it. And the, like, she had one of her receiving guys in the back.
That
and he's like,
got
looking at me.
Kids
and he's got this look.
Up.
Well, no. That's the thing. Understand? She's like, no, she's like probably in her 50s. So grandma-ish age. Like younger grandma-ish age. But just doesn't take her job with pride where she does a good job. Is that she has? She feels she has no control in life. So she septuples it in her shit-ass job. And
she has to make sure your job sucks.
Yeah. And so the, and so one of her receiving guys is like looking at the look on my face. And so she's looking down and reading it. And again, you all know me. This does not hide shit. I can't. My face does not hide. You're annoying me. Shut your mouth. I don't do it well. I'm not good at it. And I don't care that I'm not good at it. It's not a skill I want.
That's why
to.
You would always like stuff your face with food.
Yeah, because if I can stuff my face with food, then it's a thing. So I would look down and I'd only look up and go, I understand. So I'd look down pretending I'm reading because my face is like, you done, bitch? Every time, that's all my face is just screaming, you done, bitch? Because that's all that's true. Your face is a bitch and mine's asking if it's done. And so I'm trying to deal. And she gets done. She goes, now you need to reread it and then initial again. And then go put it in the folder in your spot. He will show you where that's at. Have I made myself clear? Yes. And I'm trying. And I get done. And I put it away. And John's calling me again. And I don't pick up. Because I'm not, like, mad. I'm just mind fucked by, the, like, this experience.
Like, you don't want to take it out on him.
No. It was an experience that you can't.
Feel free to take it out on him.
Yeah, no. No, because he warned me. So I had, there was no reason to take it out on him. I didn't believe him. I was just so, like, thunderstruck by the experience that everything he said was real. I'm like, no place is like that. Walmart's stupid, but that's dumb. And I leave the store. I get done. She signs it. And she goes, and do you need to take this again when you come back in, or do you understand what needs to be done? And I'm just like,
I think I need to take it again.
And I, right? There's that part of me that's like, let's make your day fun. And I just go.
Does she have to stand there the whole time you take an orientation?
She was the one doing it.
You mind just laminating it for me and then getting me a dry
erase?
I
might need to do this 2 to 3 more times tonight.
Just to get it through my nigger head. Like, I could have just been that guy. Because I got the smaller brain, boss.
It's like the Big Lebowski.
Yeah.
No, let me check again. Get it. Yeah.
It was so just like the universe was testing me going, make him crack. And it tried so hard. And I leave, and I'm leaving the store, and I filled what I could. And it's like, the orientation and dealing with her ass took 5 times as long as doing the actual merch. It took 5 minutes to do my merch. I walked in. I did my numbers real quick. Went to the back. Was like, oh, I can bring out a 12-pack and 2 20-ounce bottles of everything I need because it was missing.
Do they know what the shelves for?
They do, but they only want to load every 6 weeks, and if they're out, they're out, and then 6 weeks they get their next one. So like tomorrow I go in and do it, and then I do, and the load's gonna be there from Friday, and Brandon did it, and then I'll go in and finish it off.
Don't you want to sell? And then
nope, they don't care if it's no, they're it's that bad there. It's the we have our Nero's, the weird teardrop bottles.
Yeah,
when are they having their going out of business sale then?
that's it is
Hastings.
It's always going out of business.
I know, I wanted to go to Hastings tonight.
It is perpetually going out of business, but yet somehow financially stays afloat. Well, because one person buys a couch and it goes, oh hey,
we
made it into
the
black
green.
Yeah, and they go, and you see it go boop, we made it one more month, woo. Every month that place is on the verge of financial and physical
where they
collapse.
Just keep cutting
well boys. Like their backstock doors aren't the original backstock doors. They're like doors. They're like, oh, we needed backstock doors. So they're old kitchen doors with the little plastic windows. But the plastic windows are ripped out. They won't even cover them again.
Safeway used to have those doors.
Yeah, but now they have a real door because all of the stores have had updates and they're all modern. Not Shopko's.
Because they make money.
The Safeway on the South Hill backstock is weird.
It's irritating. I don't like it.
I used to go there all the time for DHL. Yeah. And it's a dungeon back.
Yeah. No, it's so I go to leave and John calls me for a third time because he and I'm thinking something happened.
He knows something happened.
And I was like, I call him back and I'm like, dude, what's up? And he's dying. He goes, I fucking told you. And I'm just like, you fucking thought, dude. I was like, I have never. It was so sad. And that lady, he goes, takes her shit way too serious. I'm like, for real, dude. Never have I ever. It's like this lady was the kid in class who when the teacher forgets the weekend homework and doesn't say anything. And when they go, am I forgetting anything? And they go, actually, you said we were going to have homework this weekend to read these chapters, but I already read them.
That's so why Swirly was invented.
Yeah, see how that tone changed? And it was like, well, we know who's going to be at the bottom of the fucking ladder today. That's her. She's that kid.
You know what I did? I read the whole book overnight.
Yep.
Didn't have to read anything for like a month.
Right? And you're good. Mm-hmm. But she's that kid who's like, I'm not just doing my job. You're all going to suffer with me. But I already did it.
No, she sounds like the kid who read one chapter. Everybody else is trying to get to two chapters.
But
and
asks
she's like
a ton of questions.
Ooh.
Yeah, she goes, actually, I have a problem with this book. These things bothered me, and I don't think we should continue. And then the teacher's like, I'm going to fucking
That was my biggest problem in college was, like, there's always two people over 50 going back to school.
Yeah.
And which is great. Good for you. But every other sentence. I got 15 fucking questions on that. You're like, I just want to move on.
Yeah,
you're repeating my learning.
Yeah, because and then you're getting stressed, and you're like, no, I don't care, and now I'm not making progress.
You have gas.
Yeah. Like, yeah. God, I hate it. Fix. There. Mine was staticky for a minute.
Mine's like everybody's always... was staticky.
Or it like did the bzzz.
Yeah.
I don't know if that went through everyone's. It was magic.
Magic exists, so it's okay.
But no, that was my that experience. Like I go into there.
He's going over it.
I'm ignoring. Don't even care. No. But no, like after that, anytime I go in, and I've been there now since then, I go in every Sunday I work, and I go in and I sign in. I don't have to do orientation again, but I sign in, and it doesn't matter.
Thank
I thought
you,
it was
ma'am,
just
ma'am.
Her.
Have another.
There's it is. And it doesn't matter. It's not even her. It's some random fucking employee. On the floor, people are just doing their job. You go in the back. You sign in. Yeah, I signed in. Did you do orientation? 3 months ago. Wanted to make sure.
Twice.
Kay.
Why does it matter?
Because people who... And this is real world shit right here. People who suck and who hate themselves need to exact control over everybody and everything. They need to feel they control something in their life. And if that means belittling and treating other people like shit, then so be it.
It's like
watch
like
any Lifetime special. Yeah. Shopko is a Lifetime movie special of the going to a
fucking
retail store world.
I don't fucking
it's
understand
the coal
that.
Miner's daughter.
It is. They are every Lifetime movie special. They are the abusive husband to the abusive wife versions of every Lifetime movie special.
Tina McBride gets beat with this rod. Rod.
Rod. They are that. They are so just, they hate who they are that they're like, I'm going to project my frustrations on you and be shitty in a relationship. And you're just like, didn't you watch Lifetime? That's not healthy. And they have movies playing. They're playing Star Wars in their digital section, as it's called. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure that's not even Blu-ray. I'm pretty sure it's like VHS. Like, they're that old. I'm like, that's not on Blu-ray. Nope, you're just getting DVDs. Don't. At all. And everything there is overpriced like a motherfucker. It's like $5 for a 12-pack, and you're like, go anywhere and you can get them for $3.
Safeway. Like, $6 a 12-pack.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck?
Well,
really? This shit?
No, it is. It's like $6 a 12-pack, because then what they do when
buy
they do
two,
their sales, this
free,
is where I'm saying,
it's
that,
like,
yeah,
buy
they're
two,
not cheap.
Get...
Safeway is not cheap on their deals. Their costs are so high that when they do their sales, you're getting it at the same cost as you could buy it straight up at Yolks. Straight up. It's like $3.50 to $4 on average for a 12-pack at Yolks. Uh-huh. But you go to like... Safeway, and it's like $6. But then they go, buy two, get two free. And you're like, that's like getting four.
Hold on. So, Yolks, was that ever Yolks and / Tiedemann's?
No, Yokes bought
Tiedemann. No, I always thought they were like joint company. No,
they
type
bought
thing.
Some, but then Trading Company got the other half. But now Trading Company just got bought by Yokes.
Yeah, I just went.
Speaking of which, nobody told Jarrell Trading Company got bought by Yokes. So I had a bunch of shit for Yokes on my truck on Monday. I'm like,
yeah.
I don't go to Yokes. What the fuck is this shit?
It's Trading Company.
Yeah. And then I was trying to give it away, and then like
even on our routes on our route sheets and everything, we still refer to it as Trading Company until the full changeover. So that way everyone remembers, because like we just still call it Trading Company and don't.
Nobody told me, and I had a shitload. I'm like, I'm not going to Yokes today. Fuck this. I was trying to throw it off, and they're like, oh no, just Trading Company.
Yeah, which Trading Company do you hit?
Later. I only go there on Monday.
You only go there Mondays?
Yeah.
Because I end up picking, I help like in the middle of the week. That part of my to
you
be determined.
Do it
and
on
help.
Monday.
Oh, okay.
I always look for you.
Oh, well, just you're never there. Well, I always use the pepper truck.
I'm always upset.
I know. I just use a pepper truck. If I have to do a route with anything that's not the north side,
more than like 2 miles,
I will totally.
You need a pepper truck.
Yeah.
I always use a FedEx truck. Don't worry.
Oh, yeah. No, I'll see you go. That's probably Jarrell. But I don't want to put tag you're it in one of my fucking little route slips. And it'd be like, that. Who the fuck's doing this? I'd be like, Jarrell, I think one of your douchebag friends fucking tagged me. Oh, well, then you're it. And then
tag,
walk away.
Tag Jarrell for me.
Yeah. Tag Jarrell. They go, this is for you.
I used to do that to him.
I know. And you did it to my truck one day because you're a dick.
Yeah.
I hate you so much.
I'll do it again.
See, that's not funny, man. I just want to see one of the other guys have like a, some dude fucking tagged me on the fucking pepper truck today. Why? I don't know. I came out. There's a sticker.
Yeah, but if that ever makes it back to Kathy, she knows what the fuck is up.
Yep. Like, oh, that was for Chris. We're like, oh, okay. Hey, this was for you, son of a bitch.
It's for you.
You meet weird people in this job. As you know, some of them take that shit way too seriously. Like, I know you deal with people who worry about their animals and they're emotionally like, so I get it. And you just deal with drunken idiots. Who's like, what was the thing? What was the quote?
Something about
which one?
The last one where you said this was a thing that a guy said, like you said a statement and I thought you said it and I was going to call you a piece of shit. But then you go, that's what I heard today.
No. All right. So it's that Matthew guy, the new guy I hired.
Yeah.
This was somebody you hired.
Yeah, I hired
him.
It
wasn't like some
it's
random
Trey's
drunk
friend.
At the bar.
Yeah.
It's Trey's friend.
Strike one.
Yeah, already.
Because he tried talking to me.
Your brother posted a video of him fucking vaping on Facebook.
There's
you
a reason
phone,
he's
I don't have
not
phone
on
me.
Snapchat.
I don't remember
the quote. I'm doing Facebook Live of me vaping. And then he just sat there blowing
and then your dad
bottles.
Like commented like the whole time making fun of him the entire time of it.
Which, yeah, because that's his job.
It was something about diabetes. I don't fucking
know. No, it was like there's a black or a chocolate
it was a
problem.
Chocolate, yeah. There's a chocolate problem, and it's not diabetes.
Here it is. We're experiencing something in America called death by chocolate, and I'm not talking about diabetes.
That's what it was, yeah.
Like,
I didn't put that one together till just now because I wasn't paying attention particularly when I read that.
That's
fucked up.
That is way fucked up. Yeah.
And you hired him?
I hired him, and I just like stared. I'm like, what are you talking about?
He's friends with Trey?
Yeah, he's friends with Trey.
Black guy?
No, he's white.
Nope. Oh, no, he totally looks like a fucking tool, dude.
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about, like,
No, Trey. The guy. No,
being Trey.
No, he's not. No, he's not. No. No. This. My brother's part of the shit end of the millennials. No. Oops. Uh-oh. Nope. My brother is not. No one. Where I get staunch and crotchety old white guy is when it comes to, like, 18 and 19-year-olds. They're all pieces of shit. Like, yeah, I know it's hard. The job market blows. Welcome to the club. We all have to deal with it, too. But the things they find entertaining, they're all fucking stupid. Your vape videos are dumb. You're dumb. Things you like are stupid, and your music blows. All of it. But nothing you do is good, and none of it's creative.
The brim on your hat needs to bend, goddammit.
There's like the crotchety old white guy in me comes
out. I don't that whole thing.
Out.
Like they just like bend it all the way up.
Which ruins the bill of the hat! And then you're just like, goddammit, I'm old. Like, I know I'm old. I'm okay.
Are those weird sweatpants that look like a sweatshirt on your waist?
Yeah. And then, but then they're like... You remember for like the 30 seconds
like
when I didn't have a job
like
at Joe's?
A shitty diaper.
Yeah, but you remember when I was working, when I didn't work at Old Spaghetti Factory, and for whatever stupid fucking reason, I thought it'd be cool to wear my shorts, but also my fucking pajama pants?
Yeah.
Do you remember that? Because it was cold outside and I didn't want to take my pajama pants off.
You wore a fucking
bathrobe everywhere.
Everywhere.
That's different.
You missed it, Jacob.
The bathrobe.
You wore a bathrobe for like 2 years straight.
The bathrobe kept me full body warm.
Full summer
body. No, I did not. Only winter.
We went to restaurants. Chris is in a fucking bathrobe.
Y'all wore coats like some weird fucking people. This is my argument, Jake.
He's like, oh, no. Can't you do cocaine? And no. They kicked him out.
My legs are warm enough in my jeans and I have socks on.
Hear me out.
Because, oh, wait, I'm not wearing slippers, too.
Hear me out. Hear me out. It's cold outside, right?
Cheese tastes funny when you leave it out for days.
Hear me out.
But you were the first person to bitch and moan about walking in the snow with your slippers and you get your bathrobe.
Because it's cold.
You wear snow boots.
Pair of boots. Wear
boots. Shoes.
Hear me out first. Hear me out.
Remember how he would always fall?
Yeah.
Like, you're not the most graceful person with slippers.
Radical idea. Shoes.
They have grips.
Hear
grip.
Me out, damn it. Now they're done with their naysaying.
Oh, I'm not done. No.
Hear me out, Jacob. It's cold outside at times, correct?
No shit.
It's the winter.
No, so you make a bonfire.
You're trying to save money, correct?
Around the
bonfire. You don't want to spend a lot of money, right? You're trying to save money.
You had a job at this point.
Let me explain.
You still bought the like $45 worth of food.
Priorities, bitch.
But I'm saving money.
Okay. Anyway, with your naysaying.
Two double fudge cakes, two chicken sandwiches, a Caesar salad in the large.
Because I'm watching my waist.
And no, fish sandwich.
I don't eat fish sandwiches. They're gross. That's not real fish.
Four Baconators.
I'll not eat their fake fish, but I'll totally eat their fake chicken.
I want you to put a taco in a blender and then put it in a cup and then pour some Coke on it.
But it has to be Diet Coke.
Diet Coke, because I'm watching my waist.
Hear me out.
Throw three of the chicken nuggets out. I only want two.
That's not how I order. You way over exaggerate.
It's not far.
Anyway, my logic at 22.
I was 21 when I left.
Because it was the winter. Because that was that winter.
We
that
were
was the last winter.
Living together and you were selling the goddamn robe.
Yeah, because it was warm.
Yeah, I was. I was
so,
22 when
so
you
for
and I
two winters,
in.
I did not have a winter coat. I used, no, I because, shut your
coats.
Mouth,
I
this
tried
is
giving
real
them coats.
Logic.
Your coats are a lot bigger than
yeah, and your coats are like, no, nah. your coats are one, like, you put
I
your coat on.
I still have my fucking, my winter jacket
they
from
do,
high school.
They do collect coats for the needy.
I do
hear
have tons of
out.
Extra hoodies and jackets.
Hear me out.
Right in the village.
Hear me out. My logic was this. A coat, on average, is 40
you're black.
To 50
you can
bucks,
get a free
right?
coat. Just go to Value Village.
It ain't free. They make you pay. They go in and go, oh, hi. They know my name. Like, I've never been in. And they're like, yeah, well, you know.
Well, back in the day, they
you're
probably
the
assumed.
You're on the register. You're black. Like, it's a thing. But a coat right,
Justin,
is like 60 bucks, right? Like, a good coat is 60 bucks. An insulated coat, okay? It covers from your waist up, right? Put your legs down. Don't be a douche. Don't be a douche. But from your waist down. It does. I will. You're lucky that's a mic, and I care about the mic more than you. And,
I'm thirsty, motherfucker.
Mm-hmm, but then, like, there's all of this exposed skin, right?
Because you wear your underwear, you wear
so
long.
So buy
gowns,
a longer coat.
You wear pants.
Hear
you wear
me out.
No pants.
Hear
you
me
buy
out.
A duster like
you
always
could,
sunny in Philadelphia.
Or rock a duster like a douchebag piece of shit psychopath white guy, right?
I wear a towel for a coat.
So, hear me out. So my logic was Barnes and Noble, and I'm like. Dude, that robe's 20 bucks. I picked it up, and I bought it, and I wore it, and I'm like, oh my god, this is the greatest invention ever. So we went home, Justin and I had our place, I
and
rocked my robe,
like
and I
years.
Never took that, I took that robe off to shower and change clothes underneath said robe.
That's
but for like a whole winter, that was my shit. And then we would go
it
places
so dirty
in
on the
public.
Bottom.
Like the bottom was totally tore up. No matter how much like I would wash it, it didn't matter. I think it was tore up.
We go to the satellite and they'd scoop Chris out. Get out of here. No.
But no,
and
Chris like, is the cheapest motherfucker when it comes to buying clothes.
I am. When it comes to clothes, I still have clothes from like when I was in high school that I can still
some
wear.
Some am I, but buy a decent pair of shoes.
My shoes are good.
Look
so
at my shoes
I would
right
buy
now.
I bought these shoes like a month ago, dude.
Okay.
These are like 2 months old at most.
Do you still use the shoes I gave you?
You spent about $350
they,
on them.
They don't work for... They're not wide enough. My feet are too wide.
Yeah, that was my issue.
My
like,
feet
I
are too wide.
I can't wear them. Maybe Gerald, you have smaller feet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll just
give you. Because I pinned them back when I was four.
Oh, you broke
like,
them?
Yeah, he broke them and then he wrapped them.
Yeah,
you know, like all the Chinese shoes, did, you know?
Japanese.
But
that was Chinese.
Chinese. Yeah. Don't.
My bad. Go back to your robe story.
Anyway, real world logic. I rocked my robe like a boss. And when I would go into places like the bank, and they would give me a questionable eyebrow, and they're like, why are you wearing a robe in public?
You don't have
they're
money.
And I would go in and I would deposit. You. I'd be depositing my check. And I'd be like, I want to deposit my check. Can I pull it out of my pocket? And I'd put it up there. And I'm in slippers. And I'm wearing sweatpants.
You're lucky you did that back then, not now.
Oh, yeah, no. Now I'd get shot. Yeah. No, I was wearing sweatpants.
Twice.
And my twice. But I have sweatpants, slippers, and a shirt and my robe. And I'd go and I'd be like, I just want to deposit my check. And I'd go deposit it. And the bank teller would look at me. And she's like, and I go, you want to know why I'm wearing a robe? And she's like, yeah, you're wearing a robe, and you're in a place. And why? And I go, and I use the argument, you spend like $80 on a nice long, like a coat, and you want a duster or a leather jacket or whatever. Those things, that's a lot of, like, being real, that's expensive as shit.
You want to wear
right?
pants?
So my luck, no, but I'm saying if you want
another piece of clothing. Yeah,
but I'm saying, like, my argument is if you're going to spend $100 on something that's leather versus something that's not leather, but it literally covers the same, it's the same thing. A leather trench coat is essentially a fucking leather robe. They are the same thing. They are not different. They're not.
But
they're the same thing.
How long is that?
Nobody
gonna
buys
work?
A leather trench coat. It's a rich man, poor man.
It
you
is.
You either buy it when you're rich, or you buy it because you want to like be
you're
your favorite anime character.
Yeah, there's no like middle ground with it. My robe was my poor man's, reconciliation. I'm like, I can't afford this, and I'll look like a douchebag if I get it. I can rock a robe and be fucking boss as shit. And I was, and
just
I loved
because
it.
Because the dude wore a robe.
I'm sorry. Is the Big Lebowski not one of the greatest things ever and the best role models of life? Isn't our best friend ordained in the church of the dude?
I am.
Thank you.
You're just trying to find little things now.
Nope.
You have
That's
never
real.
Once pointed that out in the last 10 years of this argument.
It's a given.
No, it's not.
You see someone in a robe.
Yeah, I think they're fucking homeless.
How?
I knew you had a house. I'm like, Chris doesn't have a house.
No.
Oh.
Robe, slippers. No.
So Kathy and I went to the grocery store and bought a bunch of food.
No.
We're like, oh no, Chris, you need help.
No, because it kept me warm. That robe, I still have it.
When
I'm
at the grocery store and
that.
They ask to donate $1 towards homeless people.
You think of me, don't you?
I think
you?
Of you.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, he didn't have a home for a year and I really like
that. I rocked that robe all the goddamn time. I love that robe. The only reason why I don't do it now. And this is
because you're a fucking adult.
No, that's not at all it. Like, not
you
even
have
remotely.
A kid.
No, because I have to set an example for my kid. That's it. Nothing else. And when I'm in the winter at home, you know what's on? Robe. You know what's always on?
Fine.
Robe.
It's inside your house.
What's wrong with it in public? If I see a dude walking down the street with a sign with an aborted fetus on it and he doesn't get fucking mugged or beat
when
or
you
shot,
see a dude on the
I can rock a robe
you can do
and
what,
I can't get judged.
You can do whatever you want to do. That's perfectly fine.
And I can rock my robe.
You're just
I see
look
a
homeless.
Dude in the street in a robe. I think there's nothing else under there. I'm going to
see
that dude.
Mine,
nuts.
I always wore pants. And you could always see that I had pants on. And I'd be like, I'm wearing pants. Don't worry. And they're like, cool. They're like, they don't care. And when I would explain it to people.
I own 50 dogs.
And I like toothpaste because it tastes like rainbows.
They're my disciples.
Yeah. Biff. But,
I kind of want to go over the Bible again, but I'd just be disappointed after reading
it. Yeah, line. Because you're like, Biff said it better. Yeah, I know, 100%.
Yeah. He got laid
No, we'll
Jesus.
Need to save that on the next podcast.
Okay.
We'll talk about Biff on the next podcast and how good it is. Yeah. How far are we in?
42. We could probably finish this one
We
up
can finish
minute.
This?
Yeah.
All intents and purposes.
Wrap up your robe
this,
talk, Chris.
There's a stupid. I wore
this,
a robe.
This important
but
robe
also,
conversation needs
but there
to
was
fucking a, hurry
like
up.
Like the stupidest time in my ensemble life. Wasn't the robe. That was its own monster.
He stopped wearing a robe because he started getting laid again.
That's essentially what it was. Like, I'll be real. If they were like, less robe, more action, that right there, I'd have been like, well, the graph clearly shows more
you
action
might
based
have
on
got
less
laid
robe.
Sooner if you just stopped wearing the robe.
No,
sooner.
Not that. Because the last thing I needed to deal with in life was a fucking woman. Ugh. No. That's crazy. Fuck that noise.
You
but,
saw the one you got when you were wearing
see?
The robe.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I still. You see me wear my robe right now? Drew? You see me? No, you don't. Because I pretend to be a functioning adult.
No,
but
it's because you got a fucking child and you're trying
you
to
be, again, pretend to be an
we
adult.
We went over this already.
Don't yeah. wear a robe.
Right? So, because, you know.
So, how'd he break his leg? And his mom.
Well, to be fair, if a kid doesn't know, that's a good
no. And then, like, we talked about this. You don't ask questions like that.
But it's a fair.
We talked about this. Some people are born different, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah, but don't, like...
And I just left it at that. I'm like, I don't want to get in the comments.
No, yeah. No, just the worst... The worst
and Goku shirt's dope as shit.
Oh, no, yeah. Yeah, I want that. But I try... There. At first, I used to... Like, when he lived with me, I'm like, I used to wear weird shit. I used to do pajama pants with shorts over them. Because, one, actual pants on over them, because they were ones? Dirty.
And Christopher Titus did a bit about wearing pajama pants in public.
No, and I thought that... No, oh, no, this was years ago. This is years ago. Level one. Oh, no, this was, like, years ago.
Yeah, he's talking about those
This
brown,
was back when I got my, like, all the Justice League ones. Like,
and
I had those.
Had footies on them with flashy
no,
face.
But no, I'd rock my... Even now, I go to the grocery store and shit sometimes in my slippers. I'll be totally dressed like an adult.
Yeah.
But I'll
but
totally have...
Like, still in my slippers. I'm like, I don't really like...
See,
but,
yeah. No, like, if I get in my truck
enough,
and I'm like, fuck it.
What pair I'm wearing that
you know
day.
Times
so.
I've
no,
tried
that's real.
Being a slipper guy, and I'm like, I just don't want to wear shoes in the house.
No. No, and I'm cheap. So it's robe, pajama pants, and slippers.
Even
but
when
at
you
the
could
time,
see your breath in our house. I just didn't want to wear
no,
slippers.
I love them
at all.
Sir, I have two pairs of slippers. This is like poorly functional. Like I can.
On and you're like, so I don't have to put shoes on.
It's like slippers. It's like that much like cushion. Like,
yeah.
I just don't want
to. No, but and shorts and things. So I try to give my brother like, I was literally young and dumb and wore stupid shit. But then like I watched the, at least when we did it, we didn't so much have the level of smartphonery that we do. So you couldn't make yourself look like to be an idiot out to the you know the 7 billion people. You know, we didn't have Twitter to say our stupid fucking thoughts. We needed to stay within our group.
I look at things I posted 5 years ago on Facebook. I'm like, I was a dipshit.
Yeah. No, even 5 years. And you're like, a lot happened in 5 years. Hey, passed me. Dumbass.
I was doing for the day. Like, it interested people. Probably didn't.
No, probably didn't.
Doesn't even interest me now.
Did something break, Capper Lady?
Work.
I don't
want to
do
work.
It.
What happened?
Nothing.
I tell you guys, when I say I can't come and do the podcast, and I say I got things to do, you know, it's just because I got things to do and it's probably work. Blah, blah, blah. Hey, Justin, what's going on? Nothing.
Car.
Can't complain.
No, because we just had this. Goodbye, He-Man.
Yeah, it might not sound that great this time because we didn't talk about a lot.
I know. Welcome to Why Do We Hang Out.
61.
Thank you, Jay. They're not going to say a goddamn thing. Except for, you know, like when Game On comes on. Put your goddamn beer down, Justin. He's trying. Look at Chris. Is shit happened. Chris is being a dick. Game on.
Game on.
Thank you. I'm cutting it. Fuck you, Justin.
Game on.
Cutting that too. I own the editing. The digital editing.
I honestly didn't think that through. Part that he could totally
but
do.
See now since we talk more than he's
because now he's gonna need it because of good podcastiness so if he wants to cut it out then, but he loses good podcasting but that's his decision
he gets fans and people and stuff so
you don't understand just how much I'll fucking watch this shit burn
you can play all four parts
yeah no
you gonna say four game ons
I'll bring it over and I will cut shit Chris she'll go game on Justin will come just down. He'll be like, because that's your.
Oh, that's voice. Totally the inside of my head voice of Justin.
That's right. Fair.
Well, Justin's inside voice in my head is. It's just like that.
Yeah,
all he's like Beaker. Minute Beaker from the Muppets. And Beaker from the Muppets.
South Park.
He's in the South Park. I haven't watched it yet.
I haven't seen that. See it tonight.
It's Cap.